زبان انگریزی میں انشاءاللہ روزے سے متعلق اپنی گفتگو سنائیں گے. محمد عمار کھوڑجیا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ايمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه والى اخر الحديث. Dear respected ulama ikram and brothers and friends, Ramzan has finally arrived casting a shadow of goodness and blessing over us. It is the month distinguished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all other months. And in fact, a full compassion, overflowing with the greatest reward. Its beginning is a mercy, its middle is forgiveness, and its end is for release from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month for him special for him, and where he rewards whomever he wishes without retribution. Once more, the honorable guest Ramzan is here. The word Ramzan comes from the root, the Arabic root, denoting scorching heat, parched thirst, intense dryness, sun-baked ground. Thus, Ramzan is called so to indicate the burning sensation in the stomach as a result of hunger and dryness of the throat due to thirst. Ramzan also scorches out the sins of a Muslim, if burning it to the ground. In another sense, the heart of a soul soaks up spiritual warmth of Ramzan, just as the sand and stone are receptive to the sun's heat. Heat is also used as a medical treatment to remove and dry out darkness, cold, and other harmful substances from the body. In a similar manner, the heat of Ramzan will expunge and dry out greed, arrogance, indifference, and other spiritual maladies. From the soul of a man, again, intense heat is vital to all manufacturing process, as metal, plastic, glass, wood, and more. All are molded into various products, scorching temperatures. Similarly, the heart of a man is cast into a beautiful spiritual mold, into the heat of a crucible of Ramzan, thereby becoming a wonderful, respectable, and piety of righteousness. Tremendous benefit of fasting. Fasting is not a mindless exercise of torturing the body by remaining hungry and thirsty, but it's extremely meaningful and produces tremendous benefits for the fasting person, some of which are summarized as below. Increases ibadah and devotion in Ramzan, makes a Muslim feel closer to the Creator, and generates appreciation for all His provision, food, water, and more, as a boon and blessing from Him, by becoming more charitable in this month, feeling of generosity, soft-heartedness, and goodwill towards other developments. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was more generous than the fast-blowing wind in this month. Though the self-control and discipline of fasting, a Muslim develops tolerance, patience, contentment, good manners, good speech, and good habits. Ramzan causes a change in life routine, which results in healthy life habits, particularly with regards to diet, eating habits, and smoking. Because fasting is a collective activity, it creates a sense of belonging to a huge global family of believers and strengthens the bonds and the family ties and Islamic brotherhood on a local level as well. First-hand sympathy with the poor and hungry. One of the outstanding benefits of fasting is that a Muslim experiences hunger and thirst, and thus personally identifies with the plight of hunger and poor, thereby generating a real and intense degree of sympathy and concern for that underprivileged who have little to eat every day. This is termed this in turn makes Muslims reach out to the poor and render them all form of assistance. One who does not form time to time experience this hunger firsthand cannot truly empathize with the poor and hungry, and this has bearing on effectiveness and any relief programs operated by such people. Ramzan is a very special month, but it's important for the benefits of this month to remain throughout the year. The spiritual and piety and spiritual elevation experience in Ramzan should stay on our daring normal lives throughout the 11 months. And when the spiritual battery begins to weaken, again comes the next Ramzan to give a full charge. So may Allah Ta'ala accept from the Muslims their fasting and their qiyam, and make them from those who listen to his speech and follow his guidance. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.